Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my Muslim and Christian friends. Today, we're going to start a new exciting topic, which is God Himself came to us in the person of Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Hallelujah! The gospel teaches that God chose to enter our world in the person of Jesus. This is very clear throughout the Bible. Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit in the body of the Virgin Mary. Jesus remained pure and sinless as he expressed God's wonderful love for you and me and for the whole human race. Some Muslims told me, Sammy, Jesus ate, drank, and slept while he lived on earth. How can Jesus be God? Since God does not need to do any of these activities that humans do. It is true, my Muslim friend. God does not have to do any of these human activities, just like a king does not have to sleep where his servants sleep or eat with them. He certainly does not have to go through such humbling experiences. However, the king can choose to do so if he wants to get close to his servants to experience their feelings and ultimately solve their problems. He can choose to spend time with them in their environment. I actually, a long time ago, watched a wonderful movie of a noble king who chose to do that. Likewise, the God of the Bible is the servant king, my friend. Would we dare to place boundaries upon God's power and will? Many Muslims tell me, no, God cannot do that. What do you mean cannot do that? Are you not limiting God by saying he is unable to express himself in human form? My friend, man certainly could not become Almighty God. Yes, of course. But God certainly could come to our world and manifest himself through the perfect man, Jesus Christ. Also, we need to share with Muslims that the Quran states that the Spirit of God can appear in human form. An example, Surah 19, we read, we sent to her our spirit, Ruhana, and he appeared before her as a man in all respects. The Bible and the Quran both acknowledge that God at times sends his angels who are spirit in form, Ruh, in Arabic, in the exact likeness of human appearance. So there is no reasonable argument from the Quran against the possibility that Jesus, who likewise is a spirit in form, of course he is eternal spirit, took on actual human form. Many Muslims say, why? Because God is passionate in his love for mankind, for his creation, for the human race, for you and me. The Bible is full of verses to express God's heart, who is aflame with love toward every living person. God so loved the world, the Bible tells us. Actually, there is a beautiful verse even in the Old Testament we read that God rejoicing in his whole world and delighting in mankind. In Proverbs 8, God found joy in his inhabited world and delighted in the human race. Though the earth is full of people who are by nature sinners, God preserve and sustain the earth and the people living on it. God created animals. Fish made fertile soil. The complex system of the chemical structure of the ground, which produces food our body needs and enjoy. Think about all the herbs and the spices that make the food delicious. God created all that. God sends rain, water fall down from heaven. Hallelujah. God gave us light, air, oxygen, sunshine. God created you and me in a marvelous way. We read in the Bible, you made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. We read these words in Psalm 139. Again, let me read to you these two verses. One of them in Proverbs 8, about God rejoicing in his whole world and delighting in mankind. Wow! God delight in you. You are so much loved by God in a way that is hard for you to imagine right now. But you need to start reading God's word in the Bible. You need to start spending time with God, and you need to connect with God through putting your faith in Jesus so you can know how much God loves you, how much God values you. And the other verse I want to repeat to you in Psalm 139 about God, you made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. My friends, if you never experience God's love, today is the day. Simply accept God's grace and love in the most powerful way manifested to you through Jesus Christ. God knows that you are a sinner. God knows that you are falling short. God knows that you are not living according to his will. You are not close to him. And God sent Jesus Christ to pay the penalty for everything wrong you have done and you will ever do. All God is asking you to do right now, to accept, to receive his gift of love through opening your heart to receive Jesus Christ in your heart and in your life, and to believe in his gift, to believe in his grace, Jesus Christ, who paid the penalty for your sins, and to repent, to tell God, God, I want to live close to you. I don't want to live far from you. God, I want to be your child. God, I want to experience your love and your forgiveness. God, I choose to put my faith in Jesus, that he is my only Savior. Savior from paying the penalty for my sins. And I believe that Jesus is the way to you. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And I can have a relationship with you through Jesus Christ. Thank you, God, for Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My friends, if you prayed this prayer, please contact me. I want to rejoice with you, and I want to send you some free materials that will encourage you and establish you in your new adventurous journey, the Christian life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend, who's Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know. You know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. He's very, very versed in the Muslim religion, and he's written a book titled God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. So I would suggest that if you want to give your friend something that would really help him, because it takes the Muslim beliefs and it sort of takes the Bible and shows comparisons and so forth, I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho, on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get two copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment.
God's grace, peace with you. Salam, peace.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.